Massive GTA 6 gameplay video leak depicts male and female playable characters. Rockstar's next installment in its Grand Theft Auto series could be one of the most anticipated video games in existence, and a new purported leak could offer us our best look yet at GTA 6. The trove of data, which PC Gamer discovered via a GTA forums post by the alleged hacker themselves, contains some 90 videos of clips from the game, with debug code and interfaces running and helping back up the veracity of the claims. Interestingly, the hacker, who goes by TPotuberHacker on the GTA forums, also claims to be the person responsible for the recent Uber hack, and says that they got the video by gaining access to a Rockstar employee's Slack account, which is the same MO for Uber's massive breach. The leaks themselves appear either legitimate or fakes created with such a high degree of attention to detail and authenticity that they have won over what was initially a very skeptical GTA forums member audience. Various clips, many are being removed due to copyright claims as of Monday, from the leak depict both male and female protagonist characters, which does fit with other reports about what to expect in the forthcoming game. They also show gameplay taking place in a Miami analog fictional city, again matching early reports about what GTA 6 will bring to the franchise. It's worth noting that these videos likely show an older build, which some indication they could be from around 2017. The game has been reportedly in development since 2014, GTA 5 originally launched in 2013, so it would be reasonable to expect development snapshots to be from various builds over the years. Earlier this month, Rockstar rolled the credits from GTA 5 and GTA 5 Online on its website, titling the page, "Thank You," which many took as a sign that it was winding down active development on the long-running and much-expanded fifth installment in the series to focus more directly on the forthcoming sequel. "We've reached out to Rockstar owner Take-Two Interactive but did not hear back immediately. We'll update this post with more if and when they respond."